Mr. Finley, would you start us off with a prayer, please?
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you this great day for many blessings you've given us. And we just come to you today celebrating the people who work here at the county, and especially one that we want to honor today. We thank you, God, for the blessings you pour out upon us. We thank you most of all for your Son that you sent to die upon the cross for us, and pray, God, you'd help us to take that information and be good stewards of it, share it with others. And we pray, God, that you give us wisdom today as we go through this day and throughout this week. Just be with all of our leaders, from the county to the state to the federal government. Just be with all of those. Be with those that might need your helping hand, your healing hand, comforting hand, and just give them guidance and comfort, God. Thank you again for watching over us. These things we ask in your Son's name.
Amen. Mr. Strahan, will you lead us the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I'm going to call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Monday, April 25th, 2016 at 9:01 a.m. We have no public comment. Under commission remarks, I'd like to, we're here to recognize Garnet Craig for 42 years of service for the Taney County Recorder's Office, and that she is retiring, and we're going to miss her, and that her dedication to the county residents that have come to expect and rely on, she will be missed, and we all know that. And we hope that, Garnet, you will not forget us, and that you will come by and have lunch and send some emails, and that we greatly appreciate all your years of service to the county. And I know you've experienced from writing everything down to the computer age, and thank you for your service. And I'd like to present something to you.
I'd like to say something about Garnet. You know, Garnet walks by our office every day. She has for the last 12 years that I've been in here, and she's one of the most even demeanored people that I've ever met. When Garnet comes by, she comes into the office with a smile on her face, acting like she enjoys her job and willing to serve the people, and I think that's a great asset to Taney County that she has been. And thank you, Garnet.
Garnet, why don't you come up here? Is that okay? I think this is from everybody in the courthouse just to show their appreciation. So,
and it's heavy.
It
says, I presented to Garnet Craig, thank you for your 42 years of faithful service to the Taney County Recorder's Office. 2016.
Uh-huh.
This is from Missouri Association of Counties. The Taney County Chief Deputy Recorder Garnet Craig for 42 years of service. So you've seen a lot of changes. You've seen changes in the courthouse and the offices and the personnel and the laws and how everything's done. I mean, you've seen a lot of changes.
Yes.
And you've provided the county with a lot of your experience, your sacrifice, and your service. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
You do realize if you retire, you're going with that guy more often.
That's been brought to my attention several times. I'm aware of that. But he also has to put up with me. So.
Well, okay.
Yeah, it's kind of an even deal there.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm not a speech maker, so bear with me here. I appreciate everybody I've ever worked with. I've made a lot of friends.
I've enjoyed my work, seen a lot of changes, and I'm going to miss everybody. I can't deny that. But it's time to move on.
Garnet, would you come down here, please? Ladies, would you come up? This is all the ladies in my life. Well, not all of them. The ones that count. Garnet, for the Recorders Association of Missouri, thank you for your dedicated service.
Get over
and
not getting out of the
car. Dude, hold up. All your flags. And I will put some flowers in your vase. Recorders office all week for people to come by and see Garnet and wish her well.
Thank you.
Thank you,
everybody.
The box is upstairs in our office if you want the box to put it in.
Okay, thank you.
Next on the agenda is accounts payable.
Excuse me. Move to approve check numbers 440473, 440486, and 440521 through 440572. And there's one warrant, 6494. No journal entries or transfers.
I'll second with one question, and I don't know whether there's anyone here. I seen in there where there was a large bill for freight. Is that the voting machines, or it's from, it was rather large. It's right on the top of the...
Is that the shipping for invoice number?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's $17,000 or something for something. Does it look like it's for election stuff for Brandon? I just went through there and...
When you say rather large, what do you mean? The $154 one for Henry Atkins and Sons?
No, I'm talking about
the election one.
The 17,000
dollar one?
The 17,000 for shipping, wasn't it?
I don't think so. It's the one for $154 for shipping. That was on the voting machines.
I may have shipped them around where it may not be right on the top then. Donna, is that what it is?
$16,886.50.
Not the freight.
No, I'm just saying, is that what you're talking about?
Okay, I don't know.
That was on the election. I believe that was on the printing of the ballots, was it not?
Probably. I'd have to look at your...
I just want to make sure before we make the approval that it's right.
It's just,
yeah.
It's not freight. The $154 is the freight.
Well, part of it will be freight, and it's not going to be $16,000 in freight.
That's my question. Is that the election machines or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, it's not for the machines. It's probably going to be for the last election.
Okay.
Either the March election or the April election.
I'm fine with it. I just asked the question so that we, before we make an approval on that kind of a dollar, I just wanted to make sure.
It's not freight.
Okay.
Okay.
I seconded the motion with that discussion, so.
All right.
Ballot setup, absentee and official ballot printing, election coding, media preparation and testing, and audio.
Okay. We can move on. I just wanted to make sure that we was aware of it.
Okay, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous regular and executive session minutes for April 18th.
Move to approve executive session and regular session minutes for April 18th, 2016.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
I'll have to abstain. I wasn't here.
Aye. Motion carries. Renewal of Taney County Hazard Mitigation.
Good morning.
Morning.
Bob, can you let Danny know, the young lady that was here with you last week, and kind of what she talked about and why we didn't take any action on it then, so that you could be here, because I knew you had some promises you made to the citizens however many years ago. Anyways.
Okay. But now, my concern was we went through this process 2 or 3 times since I've been here. Mm-hmm. In this flood buyout, my concern was that there would not be any cost to the Taney County citizens. When I made that statement, we have cost of the buyout property that has to be maintained this here had